Iran's President Hassan Rouhani is warning that terrorism will sooner or later grip certain regional states which support terror groups in Syria. Rouhani has said that some countries in the Middle East mistakenly believe that they can always use these terrorists as a tool to achieve their goals. The President made the comments in a meeting with the visiting Syrian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Jihad Alayhem in Tehran. The Syrian official accused the West, the United States in particular, of supporting terrorists and orchestrating plots in the Middle East in favor of Israel. Alayhem also held a separate meeting with the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Shamkhani. The Iranian official called for negotiations and cooperation among Islamic states as the only way to confront the Takfiri terrorist. Editor of Veterans Today, Kevin Barrett, joins us right now to share his thoughts with us on this. Kevin Barrett, so Iran's president says that this support for the terrorist is going to backfire sooner or later. I think it has already. Do you agree?
Well, yes, it has. It's backfired in a couple of ways. In one sense, it has destabilized the Middle East and destroyed the U.S. credibility and Western credibility in the region. And to a certain extent, it's backfiring worldwide by raising doubts, questions, and ever-increasing skepticism about the trustworthiness of these Western sources who claim to be fighting ISIS, when in fact documents have now revealed that the U.S. planned the creation of ISIS and the creation of a so-called Islamic State administered by it even before it had emerged. So these revelations are ruining the credibility of Western leaders, and the destabilization of the Middle East, while it may work in the short-term geopolitical interest of Israel, in the long term will backfire against the West in many ways. The possible spread of terrorism to the West is only one of the many ways that this ill-thought-out campaign could backfire. Well, I think that some of the behind-the-scenes actors in the Western deep state, the neoconservative faction and their friends, are fully aware of what's going on, and actually we're happy to see that their plan to spread this kind of Takfiri terrorism in the region is succeeding, at least on its own terms. It's not, of course, just deluded, duped people and mercenaries from around the world who have gone to join ISIS, but we've also seen that people like Senator John McCain has been photographed with ISIS leader al-Baghdadi, as well as other terrorist leaders around the world. We joke here in America that the real caliph of these Takfiri terrorists is John McCain. Be that as it may, these travels to the Islamic State by various supporters of the Islamic State, be they deluded, duped, retarded teenagers or people who've been manipulated on social media, or whether it should be someone like John McCain, it should indicate that something here is very wrong, and that in the long run, this misguided policy is going to blow up in the faces of the people who installed it.